Herbert Benson, MD, a former professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and specialist in hypertension, released a number of years ago a remarkable little book entitled The Relaxation Response, in which he introduces a simple meditative technique which has helped millions of people cope with fatigue, anxiety, and stress. In that book, The Relaxation Response, Herbert Benson points out that doctors have recognized for years that stress is taking a toll. He focuses on the relationship between stressful physiological and psychological events and their associated physiological changes and their overall health problems. Traditionally, Benson says psychology and medicine have been separated by their different methodologies of research. This dichotomy has kept most physicians from seeing the relationship between the psychologically laden term stress, hinging as it does on personal behavior and environmental events, and the function of the body and related diseases. Although most doctors would agree that stress does affect health, Benson argues that, generally speaking, they're not attuned to the psychological non-medical literature about stress. Concerned mainly physicians with bodily signs and symptoms, the physician treats stress by prescribing medication, and when no specific diseases are present, they reassure us and they suggest counseling. More often than not, the physician will dispense a so-called tranquilizing drug rather than delve into the psychological roots of the problem. On the other hand, most psychiatrists and psychologists don't directly treat organic states. Their major concerns are emotions, thoughts, and personality. Psychiatrists may prescribe pills, but treatment is directed essentially to the psyche or mind. So if bodily symptoms are apparent, the patient will most likely be referred to a medical doctor, thus completing a cycle which little interplay between the professions. So Benson concurs that these traditional barriers between psychology and physiology are slowly crumbling. Nevertheless, the specially called psychosomatic medicine, mind and body, is now a rapidly spreading field of medical research. One of the primary aims of Benson's book, The Relaxation Response, is to explain the ways in which heart attacks and strokes develop within the body, often undetected through the insidious mechanism of high blood pressure, and how high blood pressure is related to stress through the so-called fight or flight response. Now, we conclude with today's little life suggestions. Compliment three people every day. Have a dog. Watch a sunrise and sunset, or in case of my wife, a moon every day or as often as you can. Remember other people's birthdays. Overtip breakfast waitresses. Have a firm handshake. Look people in the eye. Say thank you a lot. Say please a lot. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for listening.